Around 105,000 more Washington residents are now eligible to buy health insurance through the state, but for many, those plans are still too expensive. NWPB's Rachel Sun reports.
For the first time, undocumented residents in Washington can now purchase health insurance through the Washington Health Plan Finder. Sasha Wasserstrom, policy director at the Washington Immigrant Solidarity Network, says it's a big win, but many can't afford it.
Folks are kind of surprised that insurance will be so costly, and many feel that it remains out of reach.
Maribel Navarro is an outreach coordinator for the Moses Lake Community Health Center and works with undocumented residents at the clinic in Quincy. She says most of them can't pay for private insurance.
To them, it's more like housing, food, that is their priority.
The state will roll out a Medicaid equivalent plan in July, but Wasserstrom says current funding would limit it to roughly 10,000 people,
which we estimate to be a fraction of the number of people that are eligible.
Still, Wasserstrom says newly eligible residents should check to see what state-level subsidies they may be eligible for. Signing up for insurance is not a public charge and will not affect a person's eligibility for a visa or green card. I'm Rachel Sun reporting.